Some men try so hard to prove that God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made me whole. And Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Still the answer, He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and
welcome to the program Daily Walk, presented by the Apostolic Faith Church in Stavanger. May God bless this time of devotion, given from Sunday to Friday at 7 p.m. Shall we start with a word of prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us to study your word, particularly as we go through the book of Matthew. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to enlighten your word and let it be a blessing to all the hearers today, those hearing via the radio and those hearing via the internet. Bless each and every one and let your word be a blessing to each and every one of us. We'll praise you forever, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Matthew 7:7 through 29. Devotional focus verse. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Matthew 7:24. Bill, one of my brother's fellow students in law school, was always at the top of their class. He received the highest marks on every test every year. However, when it came time to take the bar exam, Bill didn't fare as well. According to the test results, he knew the material far better than the others did, but he didn't pass the part of the exam where he was required to put into practice the concepts he had learned. Apparently, he knew the facts but was unable to apply them. There is a difference between being knowledgeable and being wise. The dictionary defines wise as marked by deep understanding, keen discernment, a capacity for sound judgment, or exercising sound judgment. Someone who learns can be knowledgeable without being wise. The wisdom comes with the application of the knowledge. In the same way, knowing the sayings of Jesus does not necessarily mean that we are wise. The focus verse lets us know that we are wise if we apply that knowledge by following His instructions and directives. This principle is all around us in life. We know the speed limit, and we are wise and avoid a traffic ticket if we drive within it. We know that an employee is most valuable if he is prompt and cooperative, and we are wise when we personally develop those attributes. Children are taught not to touch a hot stove, and some of them gain wisdom when they learn by experience why they should not do so. As the text goes on, we see an important contrast. Verse 26 tells us that everyone who hears Jesus' sayings but does not do them is foolish. There are only two categories. Either a person hears and does, or else he hears and does not. The key is in the doing. True wisdom understands that following through in obedience to Jesus' teachings is the wisest and most valuable thing we can do. Are you doing what Jesus said? Background information. In this section, Matthew used a topical rather than a chronological arrangement of his material. This chapter is part of the Sermon on the Mount, which presented new moral standards for God's people. This discourse does not require a lot of time to read, but its brevity has not diminished its profound influence on the world. The imperatives ask, seek, and knock show that God's people are to pray actively and persistently. We are to pursue God and to search for ways that we can draw closer to Him. The word shall was used in the listed results of all three imperatives. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. This usage denoted certainty and signified an absolute. It was not merely a possibility or one of several options. It would be done. The Lord's exhortation to prevail illustrated humanity's dependence on God and His willingness to shower His people with good gifts. Verse 12 is a passage that has often been referred to as the Golden Rule. The Lord wanted this to be the guiding principle for a Christian's attitudes toward other people. He did not intend it to be a complete statement of the gospel, but it was a summary of the second commandment. The application of this principle in the life allows God's love to shine through as a witness to others. Faithful practice of this rule helps prevent pride and criticism of those around us. Jesus concluded his sermon with four warnings, each featured by paired contrasts. Two ways, verses 13 and 14. Two trees, verses 17 through 20. Two claims, verses 21 through 23. And two builders, verses 24 through 27. The rabbis and teachers of the law cited the opinions of earlier teachers as authority for their views. Jesus' straightforward preaching was in direct contrast to that of the scribes. He spoke as one having authority. Certainly he did, for though he had no approval as an official teacher in the system of the theologians of that day, he was the Son of God. He stunned his listeners with the statement that his word was enough. It was, and it still is. Conclusion. True wisdom is exhibited when one knows the best course of action and takes that action. If we are wise, we will look to the Lord for guidance and instruction, and then follow His directions, not just part of the time, but all of the time, and on every issue.
Hope you have enjoyed our time of devotion today. We welcome you back at the same time tomorrow for another edition of our daily walk. For now, if you are in Stavanger area, we would like to invite you to our service on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in our church located at Chensvolvian 56, next door to Chensvol School. You will hear good music. You'll be able to participate in singing. You will hear personal testimony of what God has done in the life of many people. And more than that, you will be able to hear the Word of God. We invite you, should you want to know more about our church, visit our website in Norwegian, apostolisk, info@daily-tro.no. Or would you prefer to know more about us in English? We invite you to visit our Portland headquarters church website, which is apostolicfaith.org. We pray God bless you as you continue to join us in this program. Shall we close today's edition with a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the wisdom that is in your word. We thank you for the guidance that you've provided us. We look up to you today, Lord, that you will help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers only, deceiving our own selves. But we pray that you will help us that by doing your word, we will be profited thereby. So we ask you, Jesus, today, that you will help every one of us that have listened to this program today and will fulfill the purpose for which you sent your word. And you will receive all the glory, but you will give us all the blessings. We pray and ask for all this, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
I could never praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I could never praise him enough.
For many years I've served the Lord the best that I know how, giving unto him my time and telling of his power. But if I were to spend unending hours on my knees praising him for everything he's ever done for me, I could never
praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I could never praise him enough.
A thousand tongues could not express just what the Lord has done. As if he hadn't done enough, he gave his only son to hang upon a rugged cross and bear the load of sin. That explains why I can't express the love I have for him. I can never
praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I can never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I can never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I can never praise him enough.
I can never
praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I can never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I can never do